The Environmental Protection Agency has published its 2020 report on Ireland's carbon emissions, and as their DG Laura Burke told Mary earlier, lockdown resulted in an almost 16% drop in carbon emissions from transport. Energy emissions also down nearly 8% due to the ending of peat fuel generation. But because we were staying at home, the greenhouse gases from our homes were up 9%. Agricultural emissions also up slightly, as was the side of the dairy herd. So all in all, thanks to lockdown, our carbon emissions were down 3.6% last year. But is that anywhere near enough? Not so, says our next guest. She's Dr. Hannah Daly, lecturer in energy systems at UCC. An awful lot of data here, Hannah Daly. What does it add up to as far as you're concerned?
What it means is that we're far from being on track to meeting our Paris Agreement obligations. The UN Secretary General said that climate is a code red for humanity and that we're at the verge of an abyss. And that's not just rhetoric. The Dáil has declared a climate emergency, and young people who I lecture are frightened, they're angry, and they feel powerless because they didn't cause this climate issue, but they're going to have to deal with it, they're going to have to solve it, and we need to show them that we're meaningfully going to deal with this. The 3.6% reduction in emissions last year is only half the progress that we need to make every single year to meet our climate obligations. The Climate Change Advisory Council is about to announce its first set of recommended carbon budgets between now and 2030. And irrespective of what that number is, we have to remember that we're already in the first carbon budget period. So no matter what happens, each tonne of carbon that's emitted now takes away from our collective carbon budget.
And the burden of cutting carbon is going to have to be shared between sectors. Now, one of the controversial sectors here in terms of that burden sharing, of course, is agriculture. And you look at, you know, the increase, slight increase in emissions last year, increase from dairy as well. But the dairy herd has increased 45% in the past decade. Is that sustainable?
It's absolutely not. Agriculture accounts for nearly 40% of our greenhouse gas emissions now, and they're going in completely the wrong direction. There was an increase in emissions last year. The pandemic didn't touch that. And they're backing themselves into a corner, in my opinion, on the size of the national herd. By the way, there is no such thing as a national herd. These are private assets held by enterprises. Even though they're very heavily publicly subsidised, they are... There is no national herd. Yeah. So we need to, farmers are also at the front line of climate change. They'll be the first ones to feel the effects of climate change when it does come to Ireland, and it is going to come to Ireland. There's a huge opportunity for agriculture to diversify and become a meaningful part of being a low energy economy, tree planting, tourism, and so on.
And you mentioned the Climate Advisory Council, and we are waiting for their report, and we are waiting to see these carbon budgets, and there'll be a lot of fallout from that, obviously, between the various sectors. Shouldn't this have all happened sooner?
Well, things take time, and policies are being made.
Do you read anything into the delay then in seeing this climate action plan?
Well, four new members of the council were appointed just last week, so I think they need time to get their feet under the table because it's a big weighty responsibility for them to recommend carbon budgets. So I'm not surprised it will take a little bit more time.
And there's going to be quite some reaction, isn't it, when those carbon budgets come out? And given that we've fallen so short on meeting our targets up to now, how do we stop being climate laggards?
Well, we have to face the reality. And the reality is that in Ireland, we're living far beyond our means. If everybody in the world emitted the same amount as the average Irish person, the world would already have warmed by 3 degrees. That would bring huge catastrophe. So actually doing our part means everybody coming together, social solidarity, in the same way that COVID happened. So we all came together, we trust the science, and we believed the solutions were fair. And that same sort of big societal effort is needed now to meet the carbon budgets and meet our obligations.
It's a timely point. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland, Dr. Hannah Daly, lecturer in energy systems at University College Cork.